Now we're going to go on to item 20, Caltrans report.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Scott Eads, District 5 Director, reporting from San Luis Obispo. I have a few items for you. The first is I just wanted to announce that we have, Caltrans has announced the 26-27 Sustainable Transportation Planning Grant program. Applications are, it's open for applications. They're actually due on September 21st by close of business. The program has three competitive categories and subcategories. There's roughly $17.5 million that's available through the Sustainable Communities Planning Program, or a sub-program of the overall grant program, $1.5 million available for strategic partnership planning, and $3 million for strategic partnerships in transit with Caltrans. And we in the district hosted an application workshop yesterday that was well noticed. And then at the statewide level, Caltrans hosted a workshop on September 24th, will again on September 8th. And then there's another one that's tentatively planned for October 15th. So again, the applications are due on November 21st, and you can just Google Caltrans Sustainable Transportation Planning Grants. It'll take you to our website. There's much more information there. Also want to just highlight some projects that are underway out there. Discussed this one last time as well. We have a drainage repair and retaining wall replacement emergency project. So this was emergency work. It wasn't planned. And we've had some challenges in terms of getting the signal to really function in a way that's not as disruptive to travelers through that area. So we're continuing to work. This is between Prospect and Lorenzo, just south of Boulder Creek. We do anticipate completing construction this December, so it is fairly temporary in nature, but we're certainly aware that the temporary signal that we deployed has created some disruption. The original signal was programmed with fixed signal timing and included extra time for cyclists. So we always want to incorporate the ability for cyclists to travel through with temporary signals. In this case, we recognize that that resulted in added delays. So we since have included a traffic sensor, and we reprogrammed with ranges that really are more focused towards real-time conditions. And we're also now adding a push button so that cycles can press a button and receive additional green time to travel through. So we're continuing to monitor the situation. We have folks out there that can step in if there's some problems. So thank you for your patience as we get that emergency project completed. The other one I wanted to touch on is a drainage and erosion control project, again on Highway 9. It's at 17 spot locations between Ben Lamont and a few miles shy of the 935 intersection. So there will be reversing traffic control again with a temporary signal, but that they will not be, the two signals will not be operating at the same time. So we anticipate completing the emergency project and then looking towards the temp signal in spring of 2026. So more information to come, but that project is beginning as well. And then also just wanted to highlight that Supervisor Martinez has requested or asked that Caltrans participate in an upcoming town hall in mid-November. We look forward to participating, answering questions about projects. There's a lot going on Highway 9, and we're happy to participate in that opportunity to meet the public. And then closer to Watsonville, we have a project on Highway 1 that is drainage, lighting, and crash severity. That project is underway, so just watch for news releases on that. Just recognize there continues to be some lane closures and ramp closures in that area. And just the last thing I wanted to highlight is we appreciate RTC staff posting additional information on the Cruise 511 website. They've been posting our news releases and some other information out there that you can find at the Cruise 11 or 511 website. So we appreciate that extra information that's out there for the public. We do send out things on our social media sites, but having it there as well is helpful and appreciated. So thank you. That concludes my report. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you for that report. Any commissioners have any questions?
I was wondering if you had any update on the Bay Porter off-ramp closure dates.
I do not, but I will follow up. Actually, it may be that Sarah or Amin have some details on that because they may be closer to the work on that.
Thank you, Director. Commissioners. The Bayport Avenue ramps have a little design issue that we're working through. And our designer is working diligently with the Caltrans team to figure out best options to try and get through this design issue that we're taking. Basically, there were a couple of things that were not identified on the design plans that is causing us to pause and rethink the best option for design or redesign of the intersection. That's why we didn't close it, because otherwise it'll be closed without a reason. So we will keep you updated on that. We are almost done with the identification of the issue.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Koenig.
Thank you. One question actually for our executive director, but Mr. Eads mentioned the Caltrans Sustainable Planning Grant. I was curious if we are preparing any applications for that. I know in the past, in particular, we discussed doing something around bus on shoulder, and it was clear that needed more study. Certainly was clear that that would be valuable coming down here this morning and seeing that the traffic is backed up well past Freedom. And so if the bus had the opportunity to use the shoulder, I mentioned this because I think that was the section in particular that we had to look at. There was a shop project through Caltrans. We almost got a project in from Freedom South to Buena Vista. It was became evident we need more study. I think it'd be really valuable to look at bus on shoulder there, and I'm just curious if we're preparing an application.
Thank you, Commissioner Koenig. You nailed it. We are definitely pursuing planning grants this round. We pursue almost every round, and we've been pretty successful. We're still finalizing kind of our list of pursuits, but we have been in close coordination with the California Transportation Commission staff, who, if you recall, the Unified Corridor Investment Study that was completed back in 2019, they would like regions across the state to kind of revamp or refresh their comprehensive multimodal corridor plans every 5 years, especially given that we had a global pandemic that happened that changed travel patterns quite a bit. So RTC, we were one of the first in the state to have our comprehensive multimodal corridor plan accepted by the California Transportation Commission back in 2019. That is a very crucial study for us to have completed and done, because it makes us eligible for very large sums of competitive grants that we've been very successful in receiving, which is the Solutions for Congested Corridors program, which we were awarded back in June, $128.7 million for. So we are planning to submit an application for basically to update our comprehensive multimodal corridor plan. And that, if you recall, looked at more holistically cross-county travel along a unified corridor, which was Soquel Drive / Freedom Boulevard, Highway 1, and Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line. So that is a big undertaking for us, for our agency. There will be a significant amount of outreach given we're successful in getting the grant. And that very well could include bus on shoulder extensions. It could include a lot of other things that we're not sure about right now. But the other planning grants that we're considering, if you recall, I believe it was last month, August, the commission approved moving forward with a planning study for resiliency of the branch line. And we're looking at potentially adding additional locations, because that planning study looked at 4 locations, but there are a few others that remain as a need for us to consider studying the resiliency of. So those are the 2 that we're aware of at this time. So let me know if you have any more questions.
That's great. Thank you.
With that, Commissioner Martinez.
Thank you for the report. And I also want to thank Caltrans for joining me for a State of the Roads town hall for the public. That's going to be on November 13th at 6 p.m. And it's really a focus on the District 5, Santa Cruz County, San Lorenzo Valley, Highway 9, which we heard a caller today with some concerns about that area. And so encourage anybody who has questions or thoughts about the state of the roads in the North County region to join us on November 13th. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'm going to go out to the public. Anybody
from the public? Chairman, when after you finish with the public, I should have raised my hand.
Would like the public, seeing no one here in the chambers, do we have anybody online? We'll bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Keenan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry on the uptake there, a little slower. A couple of items. Madam Executive Director, would you be kind enough, you know, I was on this body when the earth was cooling, and now that it's cooled, I'm back on the commission. So there's a couple items. I wonder if you and I could meet on between now and the next meeting. I wonder if I get a I don't need to chew up the entire commission time. We'll get a little briefing on PRT, if you'd be kind enough to do that. And then, Mr. Chairman, I am willing to volunteer if at any point in this, relative to the ED's report or any other actions we take today, I'd be pleased to be involved in helping coordinate a meeting with the with Carl Gardino from the CTC to talk through the various issues that have arisen over the last couple of months and are going to continue to vex us, I suspect, over the next couple of months. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for that offer. And we will take you up on it. with that, we're going to move on to